Zondervan presents 1,000 Gifts, A Dare to Live Fully Right Where You Are by Anne Voskamp, read by the author.
Chapter 1. An Emptier, Fuller Life. Every sin is an attempt to fly from emptiness. Simone Weil, Gravity and Grace. A glowing sun orb fills an August sky the day this story begins, the day I am born, the day I begin to live. And I fill my mother's tearing ring of fire with my body emerging, virgin lungs searing with the air of this earth, and I enter the world like every person born enters the world, with clenched fists. From the diameter of her fullness, I empty her out, and she bleeds. Vernix creaks, and squalling, I'm held to the light. Then they name me. Could a name be any shorter? 3 letters without even the flourish of an E. Anne, a trio of curves and lines. It means full of grace. I haven't been. What does it mean to live full of grace? To live fully alive. They wash my pasty skin, and I breathe, and I flail. I flail. For decades, a life, I continue to flail and strive and come up so seemingly empty. I haven't lived up to my christening. Maybe in those first few years, my life slowly opened, curled like cupped hands, a receptacle open to the gifts God gives. But of those years, I have no memories. They say memory jolts awake with trauma's electricity. That would be the year I turned 4. The year when blood pooled and my sister died and I, all of us, snapped shut to grace. Standing at the side porch window, watching my parents' stunned bending, I wonder if my mother had held me in those natal moments of naming like she held my sister in death. In November light, I see my mother and father sitting on the back porch step, rocking her swaddled body in their arms. I press my face to the kitchen window, the cold glass, and watch them, watch their lips move, not with sleep prayers, but with pleas for waking, whole and miraculous. It does not come. The police do. They fill out reports. Blood seeps through that blanket bound. I see that too, even now. Memory's surge burns deep. That staining of her blood scorches me, but less than the blister of seeing her uncovered, lying there. She'd only toddled into the farm lane, wandering after a cat, and I can see the delivery truck driver sitting at the kitchen table, his head in his hands, and I remember how he sobbed that he had never seen her. But I still see her, and I cannot forget. Her body, fragile and small, crushed by a truck's load in our farmyard, blood soaking into the thirsty, track-beaten earth. That's the moment the cosmos shifted, shattering any cupping of hands. I can still hear my mother's witnessing scream, see my father's eyes shot white through. My parents don't press charges, and they are farmers, and they keep trying to breathe, keep the body moving to keep the soul from atrophying. Mama cries when she strings out the laundry. She holds my youngest baby sister, a mere 3 weeks old, to the breast, and I can't imagine how a woman only weeks fragile from the birth of her 4th child witnesses the blood-on-gravel death of her 3rd child, and she leaks milk for the babe, and she leaks grief for the buried daughter. Dad tells us 1,000 times a story after dinner, how her eyes were water clear and without shores, how she held his neck when she hugged him and held on for dear life. We accept the day of her death as an accident. But an act allowed by God? For years, my sister flashes through my nights, her body crumpled on gravel. Sometimes in dreams, I cradle her in the quilt Mama made for her, pale green with the hand-embroidered Humpty Dumpty and little Bo Peep, and she's safely cocooned. I await her unfurling and the rebirth. Instead, the earth opens wide and swallows her up. At the grave's precipice, our feet scuff dirt and chunks of the firmament fall away. A clod of dirt hits the casket, shatters over my little sister with the white blonde hair, the little sister who teased me and laughed, and the way she'd throw her head back and laugh, her milk-white cheeks dimpled right through with happiness, and I'd scoop close all her belly-kickling life. They lay her gravestone flat into the earth, a black granite slab engraved with no dates, only the 5 letters of her name. Amy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?